This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And no more to the P, nothing to you but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube reviewing for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Happy Thursday here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono in for Tobin today. We got Leroy, we got Vlad back in the building, we got Jay Fig. The double game night tonight, Leroy. Miami Dolphins in action, looking for their second straight win. Third win on the season tonight, if they can get it, against a Baltimore Ravens team who seems to have everybody healthy now, including Lamar Jackson, who is going to go tonight on Thursday Night Football. You got the Heat in action against Wemby and the San Antonio Spurs. So our dance cards are going to be full tonight, Leroy, as we're going to be watching pretty much everyone in action tonight.
The thing is, here's what sucks about the football game tonight. This could very well be one of those games where it's a low-scoring game and it's a tickle fight, right? And everybody's going to get frustrated and just turn on the heat, right? And I get frustrated with that because you can only win the game that's played that day. And whatever that game is, you have to do what you can to win it. It may be ugly. It may be high scoring. It may be low scoring. Field goals may be a premium. And these are all things you got to feel out as the game is going on. And so, you know, it's one of the things I get on college coaches about is everybody thinks they're putting their – you know, their cojones on the table by going for it on fourth down, when sometimes the 3 points is more important than you showing how tough you are, right? You got to feel that. You got to feel that moment. And sometimes I think we miss those moments. Do I go up by 9? Do I go up by 10? Or do I, you know, go for it on fourth down? You know, these are all things you got to, and so.
Lowest price, visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com.
Is that better?
Mention you got double action tonight. Can you hear me now, Leroy?
Yeah.
So we're getting into the headlines here. Got double action tonight, 8:15 p.m. Your Miami Dolphins at 2-6 hosting the 2-5 Baltimore Ravens. Ravens are 7.5-point favorites on the road. Lamar Jackson will give it a go. He will play tonight after missing this past week due to injury. Miami Heat will take on Wemby and the San Antonio Spurs tonight on the road, 8:30 p.m. Spurs are 5.5-point favorites, one of the top teams in the NBA right now. Saturday, you've got the SMU Mustangs hosting your number 10 Miami Hurricanes at high noon in Dallas. Miami up to now an 11.5-point favorite against SMU. SMU is a banged-up team. But let's get a little bit more, Leroy. We were talking about this Dolphins game tonight. Certainly, and it's a little tricky with the Ravens because a lot of like their season stats are not that reliable because they've gotten so many defensive players back from injury.
Right.
But on the year, Baltimore is 29th in the league in quarterback pressures. So like that.
That ain't going to change.
And that number maybe based on a couple weeks ago would say, hey, maybe Tua's going to have a clean pocket tonight, but now I'm not so sure.
Here's what was missing with them. They're not going to get pressure with the front four, right? Yeah. But by getting one of their safeties back or trading for a safety, it allows – who's their safety? Who's their main guy? The safety.
Kyle Hamilton.
It allows him to move around, right? And he is, believe it or not, the guy all over the field that gets pressure on the quarterback. So, as in weeks passed, the reason why they really didn't get any pressure was because they had to play him more at safety because they didn't have another safety. Now they have another safety. They can move him around kind of like that Troy Polamalu type thing, right, all over the place. So, there's that. Now, what I would say is I still don't know how much of an impact that's going to have if you're not getting pressure with those front four.
Right.
You see what I mean? And are you going to be comfortable with, say, when the Dolphins go two back set and put Achane in the slot? So now you're going to bring that other safety down, or are you going to move Kyle outside on Achane? Now I'm running the ball with my big back. You see what I mean? So there's a lot of different ways. I'm thinking right away, oh, Kyle Hamilton's back. They're going to try to do, okay, here's what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to make you identify your defense by how I go into the game. So if I go in with a extra lineman and two backs, and then I go spread, and then I got the big offense, the extra offensive lineman with the big back with Achane in the slot, who you going to cover Achane with? Are you going to bring another safety down? Because if you bring another safety down and you still rush Kyle Hamilton, right, now you got a secondary that's wide open for guys, for fast guys to be running all around. So there's a lot of things that can be done just based on what we saw last week. And I hope, like, I've always been pretty good at offensive football, but I hope that I'm not the smartest guy at this. Right? Like,
I mean,
I hate
a head coach somewhere.
I literally hate watching a game and have solutions watching the game that the person getting paid millions for doesn't have. You see, so I get frustrated because I can see where to go with that, right? I can see how to adjust that, right? I'm still waiting for, you know what I'm waiting for? You know how they motion the guy out and he blocks, he kicks out, and then they run the little bubble screen? We used to have a play when I was in Cleveland, way back when, because I was that guy. And you know what we did one time? Slip that guy and run him up the sideline.
Oh,
I was running by myself because they were getting ready to go get the guy, the quick screen guy. They were trying to elude my block, and I just let him go and just go up the sideline. And they go, uh-oh. So now the next time you do it, now what are they doing? Now they're sitting back. They're sitting back a little bit because they don't want you to slip them. And then you block them. Keep them on skates. So I'm going to be real interested to see how this game starts, right? I like the one thing that Mike McDaniel does, and I don't know why more coaches don't do this. If you're struggling defensively, don't defer to the second half. It usually means you're going to be down.
Yeah, everybody loves to get that middle eight, though. They love the opportunity. Whether you actually get it or not, you love the opportunity.
You're 1-6. You ain't been doing good. Or 2-6.
There's nothing. 2-6. Gets me more excited. Nothing gets, as a football fan, nothing gets me more excited when we have the ball at the end of the second quarter and score, and then you're like, you know what's happening? We're receiving that second half kickoff. We can score 14 straight points. Nothing gives me more goosies than that.
I understand that, but here's what I would say. If your defense is struggling, you want time of possession. You want the ball as much as possible.
Yeah.
And you know how you take advantage of time of possession? You get the ball first. Now, the great thing about the Dolphins is that first drive has been pretty damn good.
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
So, like, let's go ahead on and try to get the lead. Let's give our defense a little something to work with. So, like, I'm glad they do it. Like, again, you got to play the game. And stop looking at a book and say, this is what we should do. You got to know your damn team. Like, do I want to put my defense out there first? Let's be clear. Let's be honest. They didn't give up
a fair point.
The season started. They didn't give up a punt in 11 quarters, and you're deferring? Why?
They played well last week, though.
Last week. But you hey. Understand what I'm saying. If you ain't give up a punt in 11 quarters, I'm not putting the other offense on the field if I don't have to.
All right, well, so you're saying no matter what happens with the coin toss tonight, the Dolphins are probably getting the ball first, because if they win the toss, McDaniel's going to take the ball. If they lose the toss, Baltimore's going to defer. So
correct.
You're going to see the Dolphins' offense first tonight.
Correct.
By the way, people are asking about the jerseys. I'm pretty sure they're wearing the rivalry jersey again tonight, like the black one with the blue numbers is what I think they're doing again for Thursday night football.
Are they? Those are blue, by the way.
Those are blue? They look black.
I know. But they're, what do they call it, midnight blue?
Oh, yeah, you're right. They do call it midnight. But it's like, I'm looking at a picture of them right now. Like, they're just, it's black. I got to get my eyes checked, I guess, because they look black to me.
I guess you got to be right up on top of them.
Yeah.
Which
is black, bro.
Thank you, Vlad. Midnight blue, I guess. But wouldn't you rather, you'd rather
wear
the throwbacks
tonight. The fact
that
you have to put midnight. Just as, you know what I mean? Like, you put midnight, hey. Everybody's thinking it's dark. It's black already. So what do you put in the blue makes no sense.
Just either make it blue or make it black.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want a shade of blue that's so blue you think it's black. That defeats the purpose.
Yeah, like, I'm looking
but
at
But I'm wondering if you're
right
up
now.
On them, I should have asked Joe. If you're close to them, can you tell they're blue?
They look black.
Okay.
Yeah, they
all
do
right.
look black.
So like, you've been in there.
I'm staring at a picture of it. There's no blue in
it. Of your home game.
Well, right.
I get the sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. I'm you know what I know it's tough for players sometimes. And keep in mind I was in the Big Ten, so I was used to it. I love a good early game. I love early game. We used to play Minnesota.
Game is at noon. I'm thrilled.
We used to play Minnesota at 11, Iowa at 11, and we get back and it still be daylight. Back to Michigan, still be daylight. It's awesome.
How much daylight is there in Michigan in the fall and winter? Come on.
No, and when you do when you play early in the season,
I mean the sun is setting by 3:45.
No, that's only daylight savings. That's not during like a month ago when the season started. No, you get daylight till 8:30.
That's like September, Leroy. We're in the fall now. You know what I mean? Like I'm talking about now.
I was telling the story when I played, right? And I think I
Of course, early in the season when you play an early game, you're gonna get back early. There's gonna be Sunday.
Not but now, especially October with the time right getting ready to change. Time changed this weekend.
Oh, it's this weekend?
Yeah. And guess what? The Dolphins don't play on Sunday. They ain't going to lose that hour.
That's right.
Everybody else in the league gonna lose
the
hour
when we lose to the Ravens.
That's why you hope you play. That's why you hope you play the late game when daylight savings hit.
Yeah. By the way, you see
why? You guys are outside. Still, is there a curfew by that time?
What? You still lose an hour sleep, Vlad. You still lose an hour into your routine. Like, I used to have a routine. I get up at 6 in the morning, go to the gym, right? Get a little warm-up in, stretch, right? Then go home, take a shower, get my clothes on, and then go to the stadium. When you lose that hour, it messes with your schedule.
Didn't I already tell you yesterday, Leroy, that I do not approve of daylight savings?
Yes.
I do not approve of time
change. Time change, yeah.
Time change, it's ridiculous.
So right now you want it to be 10:16 in L.A.?
Yes, sir.
The people that work in the markets, they start at 6 in the morning.
Which you're just making my point for me, because they're already having to adapt to the one true time zone that is the Eastern Standard Time Zone. So we might as well make it official over there. But you know what we will make official? Let's get to our weather report, which is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. You know, weather especially important for today since the Dolphins will be hosting a Thursday night game tonight. I'm looking, Leroy, at zero rain today.
I can see it.
It's going to clear skies throughout the evening tonight after the Dolphins kick off around 8:15. 72 degrees at the moment with a low of 67 tonight. Mostly sunny skies right now. Clear skies throughout the evening. So it's going to be lovely football weather tonight.
Lovely, lovely football weather. Beautiful tailgate weather. This is about as perfect conditions you could get for a football game. Could be a little cooler, right? But as far as humidity, there's no excuses. This is going to be an awesome day of football.
By the way, we gain an hour this weekend, not lose an hour.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what Leroy's talking about.
Forward, gain an hour. That's right. No.
Yeah. No, it's fall back.
Fall back. You lose an hour.
No. You gain an hour, don't you?
At 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock. Wait. I got it. At 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock.
9:18.
At 1 o'clock, it becomes 12 o'clock again.
So you gain an hour.
You gain an hour.
Yeah. We're doing math. We're doing time zones. Let's talk a little Heat basketball because the Heat are going to go head-to-head with Wemby and the San Antonio Spurs. We'll get to that and so much more when we come back. Tobin and Leroy Show, FM 104.3 WQM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Leroy Show here on 104.3 WQAM. Hey, on the Odyssey app, you can get your Dolphins news and Canes news. We've also got the latest on the NFL and college football. Heat and Panthers underway, too. Do not miss a thing. Download the Odyssey app on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, and make Tobin and Leroy your favorite show. All right, Leroy, you mentioned the possibility that if things don't go so well for the Miami Dolphins, we could flip over to the Miami Heat in San Antonio. That game's going to start at 8:30 tonight. Heat are expectedly underdogs. Spurs are 4-0. Wemby is playing at a really, really high level. I'm hoping the Heat's fast pace of play will get to the rim before Wemby has a chance to block the shots tonight. Norm Powell is still day-to-day. Tyler Hero is obviously out again tonight for the Heat. But, man, I would love to see. This is going to be a big test, Leroy, biggest test since that Orlando opener, and an even bigger test since the Orlando opener. Hopefully the Heat can keep it going tonight and keep the offense rolling.
Is that not the most unstoppable human being in sports right now?
The only thing that can stop him are the injuries that come with being a human being that size. Like that's like the only.
That's
thing
but,
that can
but that's
stop
what
him.
I'm saying. I mean, that's what makes him unstoppable.
His own body is the only thing that can stop him.
Right. It's just like, okay, who you gonna put on him if he does a fadeaway? He shoots three pointers like free throws because he's so tall.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not. That's not to mention, he has the ball skills. And he's good around the rim, right? So, like, yeah. And he can do whatever he needs without jumping 5 inches off the ground.
Right.
So, like, yeah. It's weird because when you say freak of nature, you're usually just thinking about his size. But what makes him a freak of nature is all the stuff he can do with the basketball.
Yeah.
Not just his height.
Is he the next face of the NBA? Like, do you think he's going to live up to that billing of being the next generation's LeBron or whoever you want to compare him to?
Here's the thing. I would say no from this aspect. When we think of face of the NBA, we don't necessarily think best player. We're thinking about when a guy is on TV, when a guy is in a commercial, when a guy is being interviewed, you want to hear what he has to say.
To your point, like there were years when Tim Duncan was arguably the best player
in
the league.
Yeah, exactly.
But not the face of the league.
Right.
Never the face
exactly.
of the
league. So when boring. I think of the face of the league, I'm thinking of SGA.
Yeah.
Right? I'm thinking of Ant-Man. Right? I'm thinking the only thing that to keep, the only reason why I say SGA first, he just won the chip and he young.
Yeah.
Now, if if Ant-Man and SGA go at it, right, and that becomes a thing, it could very well be Ant-Man. Ant-Man, I think Ant-Man has more of a personality, right?
Yeah. He does, for sure.
But there's a lot of great players in NBA that don't really have that charisma that would make them the face. You see what I'm saying? It's like KD. KD's a great basketball player. He can't be the face of the NBA.
No, he never could. Had that charisma.
Nah, he doesn't have –
He's come close. Like, there were times, like, KD was close, but also he could never really face of the
league. He's a bitter old man. He is petty.
He is. Well, yeah, but at one point he was a bitter young man. But he also he was a contemporary with LeBron James, so he could have never been the face of the league.
Right.
What do you mean? He could have been face of the league if he wanted. The pettiness is what's running through the league.
But
right
that's
now.
Not – but it, Vlad, in order it's to be the face of the league, petty, it has though. To be you. It has to be who you are.
He
because
is.
Guess what? If If you fake it and try to be the face of the league, then we gonna call you a phony.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, isn't it what they call every face of the league?
Not necessarily.
They call LeBron phony.
They call LeBron phony. They don't call SGA phony.
Some people called MJ phony.
SGA's not the face of the league right now.
They don't call you. They didn't call. Well, they didn't say Jordan was a phony. They just said Jordan wasn't saying nothing about the issues and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Right?
Anytime you're face of the league, I guess I interpreted that as people saying he was a phony.
Anytime you're face of the league, somebody, the side that's against you, is always going to look at you as a face, as a phony, or not being authentic.
So, Vlad, okay, I'm going to give you four names. You tell me who would be the best face in the NBA. Wimby, SGA, Ant-Man, and give me one more.
You're giving me how can I give you?
Okay, hold on. I'm thinking.
Derek Brunson?
No, Jalen Brunson can't be the face of the league.
Jalen Brunson.
Sorry.
But I love him, though.
Who could I go with?
Here's the thing, guys. Unfortunately, we're going to have to play some type of what's the word I'm looking for? The face of the league's got to be American.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Does it?
Then that makes an Ant-Man then.
The face of the league has to be American.
That makes an Ant-Man.
Who's the foreign player that's come closest? Probably Dirk? He never got to face the league.
You could be best player in the league.
I'm not talking about best player.
That's a difference.
Wimby is probably the best player. Could be the best player.
Or SGA could be the best player.
Right.
Jokic could. I mean, any of these, but face of the league is still.
What about Giannis?
Curry.
Could Giannis get there?
Face of the league. Giannis would have to win more, and he's not in commercials. You don't see Giannis out there, unfortunately.
It's his personality.
Commercials in Greece.
Right.
It's not his personality, though. He doesn't have that charisma. So right now, based on your criteria, it's got to be Ant-Man.
It would have to be Ant-Man, but he has too many off the field issues,
right?
Off the court issues. But if he didn't have that, you see him.
So who else? Who else could we go with? Oh, I tell you who is sneakily. Most popular
is Melo.
Melo.
Right,
correct.
But you don't see him with commercials. But you see Ant-Man. Yeah. You see Ant-Man Adidas commercials all the time.
Right.
They are trying to push Ant-Man as the face of the league. He's been in movies with Adam Sandler. They're trying to. But he's just got
other stuff.
Right. And he hasn't won a title yet. That's it. Unfortunately, the face
of
the
league has title, if he win a title and go on the late night circuit, then he's the face.
No, Giannis has personality on TikTok, but on commercials, you don't see him in commercials or anything like that. Hmm. His sneakers aren't.
But you're right. I can't necessarily disagree with that. It almost seems like face of the league has two faces, a European face and an American face, right? Because, like, when you see some of these players go, you know, away from America, sometimes they go to places where they are huge.
Right, but if you're trying to talk about
Giannis has done more commercials, I think, that we give him credit for. Maybe these weren't the most memorable ads, but Giannis has allegedly been in commercials for brands like Kohl's, Huggies, Nike, and Google Pixel. So I don't recall these ads, but apparently he's done ads in the States.
I might have seen a Nike gag, but Kohl's,
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, who else can we think of? Are we missing somebody though? I don't think we're missing. Wait,
Jokic? No,
I mean Steph still could do it.
All right, you know what? The one guy that could be the face of the league. No, but Steph has been the face, man. Come on.
Yeah,
right. He's
the
been
one
face,
guy,
yeah.
The one foreign guy that can be the face of the league.
Luka?
Yes, because he's in the market and he's got the game
right. And then the thing is about being on the West Coast. That's international, right?
Yeah.
So,
that's the only one.
Okay.
Like in the case of Wemby, like being in San Antonio
doesn't help.
Doesn't that make it? It makes it harder to be the face of the league. I know that they've won championships there and stuff, but it's still a small market,
Vlad,
and you don't get the Hollywood.
What if I took Wemby and put him in New York?
Oof.
Well, then, yeah.
Put him in Miami.
Then you got.
Miami's not, like, Miami is not a huge market like L.A. and New York. Right?
They've had success. Like, they force New York and L.A. more than they force Miami. But Miami's, like, right there. I mean, you think about the Big Three era. That
good
was,
organization.
That was marketing gold.
As far as top organizations in the league, yes. But when you think about worldwide, like, yeah, New York and L.A. And, I mean, and you could even say California because what Steph has done, you know, in the Bay Area.
Here's what I'm going to say.
What's up?
Yeah.
If you have a superstar in certain markets, they'll look at you a little bit more. The fact with the Heat was Dwayne Wade became a superstar.
Correct.
And then you combine LeBron and then you added a star in Chris Bosh, right?
Right.
So then Miami had to be must-see TV. If Miami's good, they'll show them. If the Lakers or Knicks are good, no matter what, they'll show them. Even if they're bad, they'll show them. But if they're
even
good,
bad, yeah. Even if the even
right,
the Knicks
they're gonna
are like
take
bad,
the Knicks in LA gonna take precedence over everybody.
If they're good, they're gonna show them. If they have a superstar and they're really good, all day you're gonna see those teams. So there's like Leroy says, there's a level because on the market. If they're good, you know, nobody knew who Jalen Brunson was going to be. Now you see him a lot. But they were good. They added Jalen Brunson. Now you see the Knicks a lot. The Lakers were going to be shown because LeBron was there. Whether good or bad, you're going to talk about LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
The Heat, they were good. Even with Jimmy, you had a guy like Jimmy. They weren't really showing you guys that much love. Tobin always says a story about who, what game ESPN's broadcast, and they said Boston and Cleveland, and they were like, figures. And they were playing the Knicks on that's a rivalry game, but Boston took more precedence than the Heat.
So what you know who we forgetting that you brought up Boston. He's not playing this year.
He's not a face of the league. He wants to be, but
is there any other person that they Vlad, here's what's crazy. Is there anybody that they have tried to force more to be the face of the league?
I don't think they tried to force. I think he's complaining that nobody's trying to.
Oh, he's complaining.
Yeah. He's complaining because they're not forcing him
enough. They're not forcing him enough. He's the one that's complaining that they're not forcing him enough.
Right.
The league is just like,
I ain't going to lie. You know, his sidekick and running mate is probably happy because he's thinking, I get to ball right now.
Yeah, you see with that shoe shine on his head? You can't be come on, man. My Knicks, OG's uniform is nice. That man, that was a nice, clean white uniform. He goes and rubs his head on the Gans jersey.
Yeah,
black schmear on it. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Who's that? Who's the one that had Boozer?
Boozer was the innovator. He was the first guy to do it with the shoe shine on the head.
Let me ask you this: how dumb are they? Don't you know if you sweat that thing's gonna
And everybody knows, dude. That we know that ain't hair.
We know. First of all, it's too dark. It's too perfect.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's gonna smear. Why? I don't get it. I just don't understand.
Remember, Bron tried it. Didn't Bron do something like that?
He did, and then I think eventually got
like
a transplant.
I think he sprayed some hair. Like you could spray like hair into your thing, but
eventually. I remember the late night commercials for the spray on hair.
Yeah,
and I thought maybe I should try that, but it's
no, dude. Hey,
doesn't
listen.
Work.
If you ain't got hair on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, don't try to come up in here with hair on Thursday.
No, wait a minute, Dono, you could pull a JJ Watt.
Woo! No.
Brian Urlacher.
Urlacher was bald, bald, and then came back with luscious locks. We like, hold on, dude. What's up?
Come on, you don't think you could pull it off, Donald?
I mean,
Well, you always wear a hat. See, Donald, you always wear a hat, so nobody would even know how bald you were.
I just want one day. I got full head of Urlacher, and people are like, "Hey, what's going on?"
You go from.
Me.
Alex Dono to Fabio Dono.
Hey, soon as I sat in front of the camera, everybody be like,
No, Leroy, hold on.
What?
Prime's here. Prime was bald.
Yeah.
And then Prime graduated. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're like, you gradually just realize, like, Prime got here to the point you don't.
Yeah.
I almost forgot.
But was it because he was bald or because he was.
Yeah, he might have just been shaving it for so long.
No, he was bald. He went. Yeah. No. He had
like the horseshoe.
Yeah. Now he went to Turkey.
No, you know what we call that? Mm. Called that old Cowboy Stadium.
Oh, you leave the dome open? Yeah. Forgot.
You look over top, you can see midfield.
Hold on. We got to hit a break before J-Fig starts yelling at me. I'm going to beat the J-Fig angry. The J-Fig anger, we're beating it. And all right, when we come back, Leroy's home state of Louisiana is not going to allow the LSU athletic director to hire their next head coach. You want to keep it right here. We are Tobin and Leroy. Dono in for Tobin on 104.3 WQAM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, the Miami Heat are offering fans value deals like a $60 pizza deal, which comes with four pizzas, chips, waters, and a $40 hot dog deal. Four hot dogs, popcorn, drinks. Grab-and-go stands on the 400 level also have $3 sodas, $8 beers, and $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com. You know, so Leroy, I'm following all these coaching vacancies in college football. We talked a little bit yesterday about Link's James Franklin possibly going to Virginia Tech, which would be huge for the Hokies.
Uh-huh.
But there's some crazy shenanigans going on in Louisiana right now. Okay,
listen, let me just say this.
Okay.
Vlad, I gave Vlad a little taste of Louisiana. Right?
What was that?
I can't talk about it, but I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Vlad.
It makes sense.
Vlad.
It makes
hearing
sense.
The stories that
yes,
I told you.
It makes sense.
And now hear what Dono's saying. Are you shocked?
No, I'm not shocked. But what you hearing the story you told me confirmed the why I knew that
yes.
the governor said that. Here's how I look at it. In these,
okay.
We're talking about the SEC. I think some of these coaches are the highest paid
in the state.
In the state.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Because these are public schools. And right. This is taxpayer money that's contributing
right.
to this.
So these buyouts of $30 to $50 million is a lot of money that the state's got to give to this guy.
Well, but here's the deal.
Yeah.
A lot of times the boosters will do that just to get rid of the coach. So Ooh. It might not come from the state.
Right. How about
some of the boosters
are elected officials?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
So that's still coming out of their pocket.
Let me set the table for what's going on in Louisiana right now. Like Brian Kelly got canned, and they owe him $53 million, right? The athletic director at LSU, Scott Woodward, was also previously the athletic director at Texas A&M, who hired Jimbo Fisher at that time to a record contract and then a record buyout when he was fired. And now right. you've got another near record buyout with Brian Kelly. And so Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, has come out and bashed the LSU athletic director and has said, we are not going to allow Woodward to hire the next head coach. He says that LSU's board of supervisors, whose members are appointed to staggered six-year terms by sitting governors, will form a search committee to find LSU's next head coach. And the governor said, my role is about the fiscal effect of firing a coach under a terrible contract, he said. All I care about is what the taxpayers are going to be on the hook for. He says, if big billionaires want to spend all that kind of money, no problem, he said. But I've got to go find $53 million. It's not going to be a pleasant conversation. So the governor of Louisiana is trying to neuter the athletic.
He's not wrong, though.
LSU.
I'm not.
He's not wrong, though. You making a decision because your fans or whatever, you ain't on the hook for that $53 million. Somebody else is.
Yeah,
and now the person that's responsible for that $53 million say, hold up, player. Just because you're getting a couple of boos, you can't put me on the hook for this $53 million. I'm surprised more people haven't done it.
I mean, then should you really be firing people if they're going 34 and 14?
I mean, here's the thing.
But depending on where he's
when
coaching,
you come to these schools and you demand $10 million a year, right? Like Brian Kelly did, right? And you talking about all the things you're gonna do, and you out in front of the media talking about winning a championship, and I'm going to LSU to win a championship, and now throw that record at you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Me and my family.
Right.
We're coming
now,
to
LSU. Do you see what I'm saying, Vlad? They ain't even been close.
No.
And so, from that standpoint, don't come up here with your chest out like you the best hire since, you know, Nick Saban. Right? Which is what he made it sound like.
Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, yeah. Should he have been fired? Yes. But if I was the athletic director and I'm a state university, I would at least call the governor.
Yeah.
Before I make that decision and have a conversation with him. Because yeah, now if you're the school – if you're the school, right, and you got all these appointed people by the governor on the board, who's to say they ain't going to say, you know what, let's get rid of this damn AD?
Right, exactly. They might as well. I mean, if you're not going to let the guy hire the next head coach, you might as well fire
That's him. Why if you're the athletic director, you make that call first before you fire him
so
everybody's on the same page. Now, here's the problem. You got non-sports people making sports decisions. And whenever you have that, how good is the sport?
Right.
Well, wait a minute. There is a rumor report. There's a report that the LSU is willing to give Miss Terry's husband.
Ed Orgeron?
No, Miss Terry.
Nick Saban.
Nick Saban.
God, you think Miss Terry would get with
Ed? Ed wants the job.
Ed is begging for the job.
If they want to bring me back.
That's why I said it. That's why I said Ed Orgeron.
I said Miss Terry because they want Nick Saban. And the amount of money they're willing to give him, he would be the first college coach to be making like $200 million, they say. They're offering. They're willing
to offer. And I bet that's the one the governor would sign off on that.
Wait a minute.
I don't know if he would sign off on too many other big hires. He would sign off on that.
Let me get this straight. So the guy who's saying, I need to do something to be fiscally sound, is willing to spend $100-200 million on Nick Saban?
Well, I mean, that, and honestly, that would be sound.
And the reality,
decision.
People want to forget this because Saban's been out of coaching for a couple years, and so you kind of simmer down on what happened at the end of his reign at Bama. Like, Saban made it very clear he does not like functioning in this era of college football with NIL and the transactional nature
of
it.
My
like,
God.
That's why he left the sport.
Wait.
And now, like, yeah, I don't think that's a good use of $200 million. 5 years ago, yes. In 2025,
what happened? You hear what I'm saying, right?
No. How about this? What if I add another reason as to why you don't want this guy making that decision? He was the AD at Texas A&M when they hired Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what Donald said.
Exactly. I'm just.
That's why the governor's so mad.
That's what he's saying. He's the king of buyouts.
He's doing it in multiple different states.
Holy smokes, dude! You cost people. You're making a couple of million. A couple of million dollars a year, and you already cost two schools over $100 million. Oh no!
Well, because he fleeced the state of Texas so bad, he had to go to another state to try the racket over again. All right, that's it for the 10 o'clock hour. 11 a.m. hour coming up with the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono in for Tobin on FM 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.